You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and recently I was at the Godrich Celtic Roots Festival, and I reconnected, and I say reconnected, with Tallulah, because I had met the group in Belfast and earlier in the year in Montreal at Folk Alliance International. And Tallulah have a new album that is recently released, and that last, what we heard coming in, was one of the tracks from it, Sandy Horizon, the big reel of Balnacalli, and the Wild Irishman. There's some reels. And Tallulah is about to embark on a major tour of Canada in October, November, running into December, including coming into the Ottawa area, and we're going to hear all about that. But I have Kiana O'Grady and Ella McGrory here with me from the group. And Kian and Ella, delighted to reconnect with you, and thanks so much for coming along.
Glad to be part of it. Thanks so much, Austin.
This is your second album. That piece we heard coming out of Reels, very much in the traditional style.
Yeah. It's one of the new sets that we've had in the album. The second last track, one of the shortest sets actually. I think it's only 2.5 minutes or something. So it was a very, very quick set. But yeah, just a group of reels that we put together, and we've been playing for a little bit. Like so, It's usually, we finish our show on that set. It's usually quite a hard driver. So some nice tunes. The first tune I wrote when I was in Morocco, so it's a self composition, and then the second tune is a big reel of Balnacalli, who plays that one again, Ella?
I think Kildare Coolin actually recorded it first, but Kaylee, the fiddle player, heard it from Aoife Niverine, I think, in a workshop or something like that. And then one, The Wild Irishman, it's called the Glenties Reel sometimes, so it's a big tune up here in Donegal, and I would have heard that from Paddy Glacken. He's recorded it before, so good mixture of stuff from lots of random sources.
And a good way to talk the geography here, because Tallulah originates in County Wexford, but you heard Ella's Donegal accent there, so it covers the opposite corners of the country, Donegal and Wexford. But the band came together originally, evolved out of Coltus Cultural Éireann in the Wexford area.
Yeah. So it's a Wexford band, Wexford collection. It's kind of just evolved and stuff. So before we had Caoimhe Mórn, which was Kaylee's sister. So we had two sisters on the band, myself and Dermot Den, and we all grew up together playing music, and we just kind of came together then and started making some sets, and just kind of took off, and opportunities arose, and we just kept on making stuff, and we just realized that was good fun and good crack playing music together and playing shows, and stuff kept coming. And Caoimhe has gone on to, she's doing teaching now, so she's gone on to different roles, and the fabulous Ella McGrory on piano has agreed to take on the shenanigans with us, so we're more than happy to.
And before we go back up to Donegal and talk to Ella, the perception would be, and I know perceptions are always inaccurate, but perception would be music in Ireland is, you get it in Donegal, you get it in Sligo, you get it in Clare, in Kerry, and you get it in Waterford and a few other places, but Wexford is not really that well known, correct me if I'm wrong, for traditional music. Mm.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be on the maps, I suppose, or the in a publications aspect or media aspect. It wouldn't be the most well known. There's not that many publications. It's not that really talked about. But there is a absolutely enormous pocket where we're from, where we grew up, and it's how we learned music, and it's where we got our style and our sound and everything from. It's just a little tiny, tiny pocket in the very south of Wexford, between Hookhead and Kilmore Quay, right on the coastline there. So there's a tiny little village, and in this village then is just the best pocket that to be part of. There's it goes from a little tiny school, a Coltus, where we all learned from, and then kind of there's a pub there, and there's a scene, and there's a community there, and brilliant, brilliant, gorgeous community of players and singers, and a great tradition. And when you delve into it, there's a good few composers, and a lot of people have passed through the area. And there is a good few publications, but it's just not known and it's not being publicised. So I suppose that's kind of partly our mission as well, is just to showcase what we've grown up with, and you know, the beauty of what we're kind of what we've experienced and all this, and just trying to bring that to other people around the world, like, so.
And Ella, you're very much from what is a musical traditional county, in and has a very strong tradition, you know, and between the various people who have come out of Donegal, you've Clannad and others. Did you find having to adapt to the music from the other corner of the country interesting, or what did you notice much of a difference?
I found it really enjoyable. Like, to be honest, from I think last year, that was the first time I'd been to Wexford, and since then I've been there the whole time, nearly every month I'm back down. But I've really enjoyed getting to tap into what they have going on there, like, especially in around Bano, and like getting to be around for the likes of the Phil Murphy weekend and getting to hear all of these tunes from the likes of Phil Murphy and then John Murphy and all these characters, and I honestly didn't know of them before going down, but getting to know all of them, getting to know their music, it's very similar to where I'm from in this part of Donegal, where it's not really like that South Donegal big kind of, I don't know, that whole Gaeltacht area. This area is slightly different, it's like closer ties to Scotland, and there's slightly different tunes like here in Inishowen. And it's a lot more close-knit. It's not like huge kind of touristy area. And there's a lot of similarities from like here and like that part of South Wexford, with a very kind of unique sound and a very close community. And everyone's very passionate about where they're from and playing the tunes where they're from. So I've loved getting to learn all about it and getting to meet all the characters. It's been really cool. It's definitely very different style of tunes and very different sound to what I play up here, but I still love it all the same. You know, it's great to hear all these different kind of things.
And when you say that there's different sounds, different tunes, that's very much a thing that is, I won't say peculiar, but it is so interesting in Ireland that you have such pockets all around the country, and that they are so unique and they're so individual, and that when they come together, then that everyone bounces off each other and grows from it. So, Cian, did you find when Ella came along then that she was bringing a different style and a different repertoire that you were able to then integrate as well?
Yeah, and I think that's what we're most excited about, the phase we're in now, I suppose, and the direction we're going in now. It feels like it's very fresh and gorgeous feeling that we're all experiencing together, and it's Ella's brought this lovely kind of energy to the group, and like from the get go she's like gelled with us all and we've gelled with her, and it's just brought this gorgeous kind of collective energy into the music and into the sound, and to be honest it's really like focused. We're very much on a focused sound and a focused journey at the moment in terms of the music we want to play and the songs we want to sing and the stories we want to tell, and it's very much revolves around one aspect of just very kind of easy listening, nothing too hectic, as someone said, you know, as some other people call it, kind of floaty beautiful music, not my words but someone else's words, and I think that's kind of, we're all, the four of us are very much on that realm of just kind of enjoying the music that we play and just really honing in on the small aspects of showcasing this and experiencing and playing this feeling together, you know. So
Cian, you said, you know, initially it was Cayley Sisters, which is always four Wexford people. And when she started teaching and pulled back, you don't look around Wexford, you go to the other corner of the country. How did that connection happen?
Well, there's a few different aspects. I never met Ella properly until the Wexford Fla, until the Fla was in Wexford, which is, again, one of the biggest festivals in the world, one of the biggest traditional music festivals in the world. And we didn't actually really connect But it's funny, like the scene in Ireland, as big as it might look, it is absolutely tiny. You know, it's a very small scene. It's even smaller when you get into styles, and it's even smaller again when you get into people who you get along with, you know, and people who kind of you can connect with. And whatever reason it was, Ella's name came up and we just gave a call straight away. And we knew of Ella, and kind of Ella does a lot of work with her sister Deirdre, and they do a lot of, they record an EP together. So we knew of Ella's style and her playing. And I suppose just after the call, we just like immediately connected. And then we spent a few days up in Leitrim kind of messing about and just playing tunes together and having a bit of fun. And that's where it kind of took from. It kind of took from there. I think that's where our music comes from, is the central aspect of like enjoying being around each other and enjoying being together. And that's where music and songs actually come from, is from this place of actually wanting to be in the snug, which is what our new album is called, wanting to be in the snug together and actually be, you know. And I think that's the, it doesn't really matter. And that's the greatest thing about traditional Irish music, especially. It's a structure that has been formulated over hundreds of years. And if you can tap into a certain part of it, it doesn't matter if you're halfway across the world, you're still tapping into it. And you can connect on this level as such. So that's what's happened here, which is really good.
And Nella, were you surprised to get the phone call?
Yep. I remember I was actually practicing with two local musicians here for like a covers band night. Like we were playing loads of random songs, Pink Pony Club. And I just got a phone call request from Cian, who I like didn't know well. And I didn't have a clue what he was going to ask me. But then he had just said about possibly like seeing what it would be like if we all played together. And I says, why not? Because also, like, I had been following the band. I'd seen loads of stuff about Tallulah, especially in, like, the few months before that, and, like, had heard lots of bits of recordings and clips of them online. And me, as well as loads of other people, were just really loving the buzz that they were on. I was really excited about, like, it's very trad sounding, but there's something about the energy of when they're all playing together that's just really exciting. And it's not like trying to be really flashy and not like over arranged stuff. It's just really good tunes, really good playing. So I was like buzzing at the opportunity to just get to jam with them, and even if it didn't go anywhere, like just to get to play with them for a few days. But thankfully we all got on very well, and it's worked out pretty good since.
And that's actually a perfect intro into it. You start out in October 17 out in British Columbia. You're back coming back to Canada, and you have a tour running from the 17th of October right out to the 15th of November. And in that period of time, I see you're going, say you're starting out in BC, you go then Saskatchewan, and that Saskatoon, back over to Calgary, the Duke, Alberta, Canmore. And then back into BC for the Lake Country, Vancouver again, and then coming to London, Ontario, and on November 5th, starting the Ontario leg of it, from London to Aurora, up to Shawville, Quebec, bouncing back over to this part of Western Quebec, over across the river from here in Ottawa, in Chelsea on the 8th of November, Shelburne, Nova Scotia, the 10th of November, Wolfville, Nova Scotia, the 11th, and then going down to New Hampshire briefly before coming back up to Liverpool, Nova Scotia on the 15th of November. A busy, busy schedule. You must be really excited about that one. You're going to get to see Canada, that's for sure, in that
period. Yeah, it's a very wide spread.
It is indeed. And it's a big country. So, guys, we're going to wrap up. And as we wrap up, we're going to share one of the tracks from the album as well. And we're going to share a song in this case. And this album is called The Snug. And what are we going to play?
I think we're going to play now one of the songs called Cliffs of Cullenstown. It's the finishing track on the album. So it's a local song. It's a local poem that we put the melody to. So it comes from home. So hopefully it might resonate with some people.
Brilliant. Ella, Cian, Gramila Margaret, thanks so much for taking the time for chatting, and I know you'll enjoy your Canadian tour.
Well, we are very much excited to perform and to meet so many people, so looking forward to it.